On November 6th, a California company called Marvell publicly announced it was laying off 78 employees at an Essex Junction plant that it had recently acquired. The announcement made state headlines. But less than a week before announcing those layoffs, Marvell quietly received approval for up to $5.3 million in job creation incentives from a state program. And while the program is shrouded in secrecy, Marvell may be able to earn the money even after those layoffs. VPR's Henry Epp reports.
When Marvell bought Avera Semiconductor, a subsidiary of Global Foundries, for $600 million, it promptly announced it was laying off 78 of its roughly 300 Vermont workers. The company cited redundancies between Avera and its existing business. But just 6 days before, Marvell secured the potential for future funding from a government program designed to provide more jobs in Vermont. On October 31st, the state approved an application for Marvell for what it calls a Vermont Employment Growth Incentive, also known as VEGIE. The state agreed to give Marvell up to $5.3 million of taxpayer money over several years. But like all VEGIE awards, the terms of the deal are secret. Joan Goldstein, commissioner of the Department of Economic Development, says state officials began having conversations about VEGIE with Marvell several months ago when the company's plans to buy Avera first surfaced.
Marvell is a pretty global company, has real no allegiance to Vermont, and so the idea behind VEGIE is to make sure that this Marvell would be a new company to Vermont, that Marvell would establish and keep the jobs in Vermont.
Marvell has not received any state money yet. Under the incentive program, Marvell and other applicants do not get money up front. Instead, they're paid out over several years if they meet specific job creation and capital investment targets. So it is possible that they will still be able to receive state money even after the layoffs. Commissioner Goldstein says the approval of a VEGIE incentive for the company was all about keeping some high-paying jobs in Vermont.
And the prospect of all of that talent and human capital leaving the state is really, really tough for us to take. If we did not do VEGIE, I'm not sure what else would convince them to keep those jobs here.
Under the VEGIE program, payments can be canceled or refunded if the company falls short of its goals. But it's unclear what Marvell's job creation goals are. VEGIE applications are not public records. Again, Commissioner Goldstein.
Yeah, I mean, suffice to say that they represent that they're going to meet these following targets over a period of 5 years. And each and every year, tax department will verify that they've indeed met and maintained those targets.
State Auditor Doug Hoffer is a frequent critic of the VEGIE program and its lack of transparency. He was surprised by the size of the incentive Marvell could receive.
And what is it that, well, we don't know, of course, but what could you possibly agree to do that would warrant a $5.3 million award? Is that basically saying we will not close the company? I mean, they just bought it. They can't close it.
VEGIE awards are contingent on the company saying the jobs or investment they're creating would not happen but for the incentive. Hoffer says as an auditor, it's impossible for him to verify whether a company would create jobs with or without the incentive because company records are private.
Can we rely on that but-for statement? I don't know. I know that they submitted the statement. That's all I know. And it's certainly true for this one as well. For every single award they make, I have to honestly say I can't determine whether the award was necessary or not. Can't be done.
Spokespeople for Marvell did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Marvell reported $2.9 billion in net revenue last year. Marvell's layoffs are set to take effect in January. Economic Development Commissioner Joan Goldstein notes the state's unemployment rate is low, and many companies around Vermont, including in the tech and manufacturing sectors, are hiring. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.